Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. This is a podcast about history, education, and technology. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher, and you're listening to podcast episode number 147, being recorded on June 13th, 2008. And this is a special podcast because I'm here with my daughter, Addison. Addison, can you say hello?
Hello.
And today we're in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. We're doing a little bit of vacation time, and we're here for a family wedding. And today we went up to Scotts Bluff National Monument. Addison, can you tell everybody a little bit about what you saw today at Scotts Bluff National Monument?
Yes.
So what was it like?
Well, first we went to Julie Tunnels. I was going to see which one was the longest, but they were all in the same point long.
Oh, now did we go to a museum first?
Yes.
What was the most interesting part of the museum that you thought?
The person that was cutting open the buffalo.
Oh, yeah. See, as you had mentioned before we go too far down the podcast, that National Monument at Scotts Bluff is both kind of a scientific place and also a historic place because it shows a huge rock formation that's a butte here in western Nebraska. And it's historical because as people were traveling west along the Oregon Trail, they would travel for weeks and weeks and weeks and see nothing but just the treeless plains and then come to these humongous bluffs. And I'll have some pictures on the website. And, there was chimney rock and there was jailhouse rock. And so these bluffs kind of like gave them something to, kind of like a little bit of hope, and then they saw something that was different than just the treeless plain. And Addison's talking about there was a diorama inside the museum at the base of the monument, and it was a diorama of somebody cutting up a buffalo. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool because they had little steps so that Addison could step up to the window and see inside the diorama. And did it look real?
No.
It didn't look real? It was kind of like smaller people, but they were cutting up the buffalo?
Yeah.
All right. And then we saw a slideshow. Do you remember anything about the slideshow?
No.
No? Were there a bunch of bones in there? What kind of bones were inside the museum? Do you remember that?
A bear fossil.
Yeah, there were all kinds of fossils in there, and there was a grizzly bear skull, and they had some ancient turtles from the area and stuff. And then we drove our car to the top of the bluff. What did we see on the bottom?
The whole town.
Wow, yeah. From the top of the bluff, you can see the whole town of Scotts Bluff in Gearing, Nebraska. And was it pretty high up?
Yeah.
What was the coolest part of being up there?
The coolest part was going up a lot higher.
Yeah, we could see everything for miles and miles and miles. And so we took some pictures up there, and we'll try and take some pictures or put some pictures on the blog, too. What did we see down by the museum? What did we walk to along the trail? Do you remember what we saw there?
No.
Remember the covered wagons?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool. We took a couple pictures next to that. And if you're here in the summertime and it's hot, you have to be careful not to run into
rattlesnakes.
Yeah, so there are rattlesnakes up here. But did we see any today?
No.
No. Why did we not see any today?
Because it was just too warm.
Because it wasn't warm enough, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't warm enough.
Cool. So, what was the best part of today so far?
The best part of today was looking for rattlesnakes.
Was looking for rattlesnakes. All right. Well, that's a quick podcast by Addison, my daughter. She's 4 years old, and she loves history and science and stuff. And so we went in the did a little bit of adventuring at Scotts Bluff National Monument, and we'll put a link up there so you can see some more information about it, and then also we'll include quite a few pictures. And if you are traveling west in Nebraska and you happen to come to Scotts Bluff, it's a great way to spend a couple hours. Nice museum at the base, and then it's definitely worth the drive to the top of the bluff, and you can see the original Oregon Trail, and then also an overlook of Scottsbluff and Gehring, Nebraska. So thanks for listening. As always, you can send us an email at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And also for pictures of Scottsbluff National Monument, you can check it out at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. So that's our podcast for today. Addison, can you say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening, and please come back soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.